New Hampshire Now is about informed discussion with the leaders of our nation, state, and community. I'm Chris Ryan.
We're going to have a great time, Chris, and thank you very much. Your show is fantastic.
Great to talk to you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
I do think, although determination matters, I think support from people who believe in you matters even more.
I was living in a tent for 3 weeks. Very cold, very hard to try and get homework done. But I was determined to stay in school because, I mean, that was the only thing that was going to get me out of this situation regardless of where I am.
I get a chance to talk to your wife and I get to interview her, which I'm fixing to do and if next time I see her.
I do know that from spending a lot of time here in New Hampshire, people in New Hampshire expect to meet you face to face.
This is New Hampshire Now, 159-1450 and nhtalkradio.com for the sixth day of December 2019. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program. This hour of New Hampshire Now is presented by New England College and nec.edu, offering over 35 undergraduate programs, graduate programs as well, including clinical mental health counseling. I encourage you to check out nec.edu for more information. This program also presented by the Prescription Center, where the health of you and your family comes first. Two great locations, one the Concord Hospital campus, the other 125 North Main Street. The Prescription Center will also deliver prescriptions to you free of charge. It's the Prescription Center, where the health of you and your family comes first. Just a moment, Devon Patrick, former governor of Massachusetts, will join us to discuss a house party, which he's going to be coming to here in Concord. We'll talk about some of the key issues in regards to the presidential campaign as well. Also, Paul Steinhauser and myself sat down with Pete Buttigieg. That conversation this hour as well. I want to let you know the New Hampshire Now program is proudly presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council. New Hampshire's colleges and universities are the backbone of our state's economy and provide tremendous learning opportunities for all Granite Staters. I encourage you to check out visit nhcolleges.com for more information. The segment of the program brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. That's who my family trusts to call for all our plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. I encourage you to experience the paradigm shift by checking out ParadigmPH.com. So I'd like to welcome to the program right now the former governor of Massachusetts, Deval Patrick, as he's going to be coming back to the Granite State. Actually, tomorrow he's going to be in Concord at a house party here in the capital city. Governor Patrick, how are you?
I'm great, Chris. How are you?
Awesome. Appreciate you joining us for the show. And obviously the clock is ticking. You're getting a team assembled and to getting things off the ground. Tell us about what you're going to be doing here in Concord and how often are we going to be seeing you here in New Hampshire over now the next 9 weeks before we get to voting?
Well, we're coming up tomorrow morning for a house party that Senator Sylvia Larson and her husband Bob have agreed to host starting at 9, and we welcome one and all over at 23 Kensington Road there in Concord, and we're looking forward to, you know, not just me making my pitch, but really engaging with people, hearing whether the policy choices that are on my mind as important are, in fact, the ones that folks are thinking about and worrying about, because for me, you know, policy doesn't have that much abstract interest. It's It matters to me where it touches people. And as we think about how we solve problems, I want to make sure I'm listening to people as closely as possible.
No, I think you're 100% right. I mean, a lot of campaigning for president is hearing what is affecting individuals and making the determinations about what policies are important based upon that and what you're hearing consistently from voters. How does your campaign catch fire in your view? Because it does need to catch fire here in order to catch up to the front runners. There's certainly, as is always the case with the New Hampshire primary, a lot of unsettling at this point. Undecided voters and low information voters who are going to come into the fray here really in January and as we get closer to voting. So how do you kind of plant your flag and make an impact early on for those individuals?
Well, I think you're exactly right. In some respects, voters are just starting to pay attention to the upcoming New Hampshire primary. And so in that respect, I think we come in just on time. And the organization is building out quickly. But I think we catch fire by making it clear that the campaign's not about me, it's about us. That it belongs to the voters just as their government should belong to them. And if they make it personal, if they come and ask questions and engage and decide that this is a cause that they care about, and that cause being not just replacing the incumbent, but how do we build a prosperous and just America for everyone everywhere, not just the folks who are always involved in campaigns, but or not just the folks, frankly, who are involved in Democratic politics, but people who feel left out and left back. And they exist in New Hampshire, in Massachusetts, and in every corner of the country.
John Kerry, former Secretary of State and U.S. Senator from the state of Massachusetts, endorsed Joe Biden yesterday. And I'm curious as your takeaways from that. And at this point in time, given the mood of the electorate, we saw Kamala Harris leave the race. We've seen a number of governors and U.S. senators and members of Congress who've had very successful careers kind of thrown to the wayside in this campaign. Is it a good thing still to have endorsements like that of a John Kerry? Or do you want to run a campaign that is outside of the traditional type of realm?
Well, listen, I welcome endorsements, especially from elected officials who are going to, you know, join us in doing the work. Respect for John Kerry, I so appreciate him and the partnership that we had when he was in public office, and I at the same time. But I think that the most important endorsement, to say the obvious, Chris, is from the voter, the individual voter, the mighty as well as the meek, because I think that's how you not just win, but you make clear to anybody who's watching that folks understand that the campaign's about them and their future and the generational responsibility that we all have to leave things better for those who come behind us. The other thing I would say is that the field is broad and very talented, and there does seem to be a consensus, not just among the candidates, but among the electorate, that it is that the time is right to make big changes. I would say that there one distinction between me and many of the other candidates is that I've actually done the big changes that others talk about. We expanded health care to 98%+ of the residents in Massachusetts. We have a national model to respond to climate change and at the same time create a clean tech economy that is prospering and growing. We changed big systems like the ethics system and in the pension system, a transportation system. We've invested in infrastructure so that we start to create that platform for growth in the future, but also jobs right now. So some of the things that folks are talking about are things that I've actually done, and I understand that in order to get them done, you have to build bridges. That's how you get change that lasts, and that's also how you unite the country, which I think we're all hungry for today.
The upcoming debate in 2 weeks, there's a strong likelihood that there will be no minority candidates on stage for that particular debate. And there's been a lot of discussion about what should take place and whether there should be a change in the criteria in order to create a more diverse stage. And I'm curious as to what your takeaways are and on a broad number of topics in regards to that. Like, should there be an expansion in order to include, African American or minority candidates on to that stage? And B, is there a reason or rationale in your view that African American voters are flocking to, Joe Biden, it would appear, in South Carolina, and it also Bernie Sanders is doing well?
Well, first of all, I would say I'm not sure the polls are descriptive. When I'm out there, I'm seeing a lot of evidence that the polls are about name recognition and not necessarily commitment. And they would be at this point in the race, don't you think, Chris?
I agree.
We're not right at the point where people are deciding for whom they're going to vote. It has been a thrill for me as a citizen to see that the Democratic field is as diverse as it is, from both a racial, ethnic, and a gender point of view. So much talent that makes me proud, and it's been personally thrilling to have friends who are African American and Latino and women who are in the field. The rules for becoming the qualifying for being on the debate stage all change in January anyway, as I understand it. What they change to, we will see, and I hope that as they change, we don't just talk about who qualifies, but how to change the format so that it really is a way to inform people about what our positions are, because I don't think that is quite working just yet.
In conclusion, I mean, that's pretty crazy, the fact that it's December the 6th and January is coming around and campaigns don't know what the criteria is for the debates in January. I want to touch upon the issue of race and the New Hampshire primary and the Iowa caucuses. This has come up a little bit more consistently as of late. The fact there's a lack of diversity in New Hampshire and Iowa, what New Hampshire and Iowa's role should be moving forward. And the thing that jumps out at me the most is individuals pushing forth the notion that African-American or Hispanic or Asian candidates will not get a fair shake in a state like New Hampshire or Iowa, and that there's a natural disadvantage. And I'm curious as to what your feelings are on that.
Look, the African-American population in Massachusetts is not what would have made obvious the viability of my own candidacy for governor, meaning, it's a relatively small proportion of the population. I don't think any of us is running. Maybe I'll speak for myself. I'm not running to be president of any one group. I'm not running to be president of the Democrats. I'm running to be president of everybody, everywhere. And that means I think we've got to go out and make our case to everyone, everywhere. It is true that the Democratic Party is a much more diverse party than the Democratic voters as a group are presumed to be more diverse and historically have been than the Republican Party. But I think there's an opportunity today to bring more people in to the party. And frankly, as we, at least in this campaign, redefine patriotism itself, because it's been this notion that we are that we are divided, and that we have been so easily divided, that is part of the reason we aren't doing what we need to do as patriots to make our country better and safer and more prosperous for all. I think there are ways to do that, and that's the way I have run campaigns in the past in Massachusetts, but Chris, it's how I've lived my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I get the argument, I really do. But you don't want to presume that any one place is all defined by one thing, one set of people, one set of views, one set of predispositions. We've got to go and make our case to everybody, and part of the case I am making is that everyone, everywhere counts.
Governor Patrick, appreciate your time. Look forward to talking again soon.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Deval Patrick here on Hampshire Now, 1-9-1450 and nhtalkradio.com. This hour, the program presented by New England College, as well as the Prescription Center, and that segment of the show brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council.